Will the Senate please come to order on this 95th legislative day? Will the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 13 members present this morning. Senator Fahrenkamp is excused from the call of the Senate.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend John Page, Douglas Community United Methodist Church.
We offer this prayer reminded again that life is truly bittersweet. Creator God, we give you thanks for good weather and the lovely promises of spring. We thank you for good health, good friends, and all the things we so often take for granted. We thank you for the keen challenges of this day, for work to do that demands the best we have and still finds us inadequate. Then may we seek your help, knowing that in partnership with you, in applying your will to our problems, there shall be no dull moments and no problems beyond solution. God bless us all and help us to be right and to do right. We would also ask that your loving presence be with the family and friends of Terry Miller, who stands before you this day. Bless them and comfort them as they grieve the loss of their loved one. We give you thanks this day for the memory of Terry and his tireless efforts on behalf of all of the people of Alaska. We offer this prayer in the name of the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Will Senator Pierce please lead us in the pledges for me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Adams.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 94th legislative day.
Senator Alford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved to certify for the 94th legislative day.
Without objection, the journal is approved as certified. Introduction of guests. Senator Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator Ziegler's gallery are two gentlemen down from Fairbanks supporting the university. First of all, I have Dr. Hugh Faith. He's a former president of the Board of Regents and a local dentist. Please help me welcome him. And also with Dr. Faith is Jim Hasselberger. He's the president of the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, also down lobbying for the university.
Senator Lyason.
Mr. President, I also have in the Ziegler Gallery a constituent of mine from the first city in Sitka. He's a director of the Islands Community College, Dick Griffin.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor.
Message dated April 12, dear Senator Kelly, on this date I have signed the following bill, and I'm transmitting the engrossed and rolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Conference Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 247, making special appropriations to the Oil and Hazardous Substance Release Response Fund for oil spill expenditures and making a transfer of excess funds to the General Fund, providing for an effective date, Chapter 13, SLA 1989, sincerely, Steve Cooper, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor this morning.
Messages from the House.
Message dated April 12, Mr. President. The House has passed and returned Senate Joint Resolution Number 27 relating to an essential air service subsidy for the City of Valdez and Senate Joint Resolution Number 34 relating to community action agencies. These have been sent to enrolling. Message of April 12, Mr. President, the House has passed and returned for consideration. House Joint Resolution Number 38 by Representatives Hoffman, Wallace, Jackal, McLean, Cato, Davidson, and Foster relating to housing programs of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Committee on Regional Affairs.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 217, Judiciary by the Judiciary Committee entitled An Act Relating to Preparation and Maintenance of the Jury List.
Judiciary.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
The following budget and audit reports have been received. A letter report on the Medicaid Pharmacy Program, January 20, 1989, from Randy Welker, Legislative Auditor. This is a sunset.
Health, Education, Social Services.
A performance report on the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, Alaska Public Utilities Commission, February 14, 1989, from Randy Welker, a legislative auditor. This is also sunset legislation.
Labor and Commerce.
A performance report on the Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar Association, February 3, 1989, from Randy Welker, legislative auditor. This is also sunset.
Judiciary.
Those are the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill No. 251, exempting the University of Alaska from the adjudicative procedures of the Administrative Procedure Act for certain actions and providing for an effective date, and reports it back as follows. Senator Fisher Chair signed do pass. Senators Adams, Jones, Duncan, and Kelly signed no recommendation. There is a zero previous fiscal note and no further referral on SB 251.
Rules Committee. We better take a look at that.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill No. 239, Health Care Review Committees established by the state, effective date, and a majority of the committee recommended do pass. The report was signed by Senator Fisher Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Jones. A Senator Adams signed no recommendation. There's a previous zero fiscal note attached, and there's no further referral on Senate Bill No. 239.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution No. 41, supporting the status of the Medical Indemnity Corporation of Alaska as a public corporation and an essential instrumentality of the state, and endorsing the corporation's tax-exempt status, and Senate Bill No. 258, state exemption from certain insurance premium taxes effective date, and recommends calendar. The reports were signed by Senator Sturgiluski Chair, concurring Senators Eliason, Kurtula, and Kelly. Senate Joint Resolution 41 and Senate Bill No. 258 are on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill No. 144, Relocation Assistance for Federally Assisted Projects and Programs, effective date. Majority of the committee recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Kelly. Senator Kurtula signed no recommendation. Senate Bill No. 144 is also on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill No. 156, Regulation of Nurse Aides by the Board of Nursing, effective date. The majority of the committee recommended calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgiluski Chair, concurring Senators Kelly and Eliason. Senate Bill 156 is also on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports this morning.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution No. 32 by the Resources Committee relating to a policy on mixed salmon stock interception fisheries.
Resources.
That is the only resolution for introduction.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 150.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. President.
Senate will stand at ease. No.
I'd just like to revert to introduction of guests.
Without objection, revert to introduction of guests.
Thank you. In Senator Miller's gallery are two guests down from Fairbanks that I'd like to introduce. It really gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce Mary Mitchell. She's a longtime friend of mine and a friend of my family's, and it really gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce her to the body today. Along with her is another Fairbanks resident, Gary Feldman. Please help me welcome.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill No. 150 by Senators Duncan, Kurtula, Fahrenkamp, Zhuroff, Rohde, Szymanski, and Sturgiluski, entitled An Act Establishing a Senior Housing Office and Loan Program in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and Authorizing the Issuance of Bonds for Senior Housing.
State Affairs, Community Regional Affairs, Finance.
That is the only bill for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Secretary please read the first item of business?
Senate Bill No. 156 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor enacting the regulation of nurse aides by the Board of Nursing and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered the bill and reports back as follows. Senators Fisher and Jones signed due pass. Senators Adams, Kelly, and Duncan signed no recommendation. Previous year fiscal note and fiscal note. Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. The majority of the committee recommends due pass. The report was signed by Senator Elias and Chair. Concurring, Senators Coghill and Fertula, previous fiscal notes. Finance Committee considered the bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 156, Finance, and majority due pass. The report was signed by Senator Ewing, co-chair. Concurring, Senator Jaroff, Frank, Fisher, and Pierce. Senator Binkley signed no recommendation. Fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar. And the report was signed by Senator Sturgilewski, chair. Concurring, Senators Kelly and Elias, and Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 156, Finance, be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 156, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the regulation of nurse aides by the Board of Nursing and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I ask unanimous consent the Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 156 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, place in the final passage.
Without objection, Committee substitute for Senate Bill 156, Finance, is in third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 156, Finance, an act relating to the regulation of nurse aides by the Board of Nursing and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Question before the Senate is, shall the Senate pass Committee substitute for Senate Bill 156, Finance? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. If any senator wish to change his or her vote, Secretary will record the vote. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 156, Finance, passed to the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas and no nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 156 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause does pass.
Senate Bill No. 258, by the Rules Committee, by request for the Health Care Cost Containment Task Force, an act related to state exemption from certain insurance premium tax and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considers this bill and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 258, Finance, and majority due pass. The report was signed by Senator Ewing and Binkley, co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Frank, Pearson, Fisher, zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Sturgilewski, Chair, concurring Senators Kurtula, Elias, and Kelly as a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 258, Finance, be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 258, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the state exemption from certain insurance premium tax and providing for an effective date.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent committee substitute for Senate Bill 258, Finance, be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, placed in final passage.
Without objection, committee substitute for Senate Bill 258, Finance, is in third reading.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill No. 258, Finance, an act relating to the state exemption from certain insurance premium taxes and providing for an effective date.
Any discussion? Question being,
President.
Shall the body pass committee substitute?
Mr. President.
Senator Lyson.
I have a question. This bill evidently came from the Health Care Cost Containment Task Force, and the fiscal note says it has no physical impact. So I guess the question is, why are we doing it?
Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I'll try to explain this bill. It's not all that complicated. We can try to follow the process through. Presently, the way state statute works, certain insurers, an insurer pays a tax based upon the gross amount of premiums that they're collecting. For example, in this case, the health carrier, then the company is our health carrier, pays a tax based on the gross amount of premium that they are collecting. They then secure a refund from the state for that tax because the way our statute works, they're exempted, and then they credit that refund back against the premiums to lower the cost of premiums. That's a very cumbersome procedure. It doesn't make much sense that we're requiring them to go through that procedure. We've exempted that from taxation. What Senate Bill 258 does is preclude the practice by insurers of collecting premium taxes. They no longer have to collect those taxes. They won't have to apply for a refund, and then we won't have to wait for the credit back to reduce the premiums. So it just stops that whole process. That's why it shows a zero fiscal note. It all washes out. It's just a much cleaner, more effective way of of handling this process. This came to light as a result of work done by the consultant for the Healthcare Cost Containment Task Force, and what we found is that there was some slippage, and the 1987 credit was never credited back to the state because of some mechanical problems. That shouldn't happen. We don't want that to happen, and this will be ensured that it does not happen.
Further discussion? The question being, shall committee substitutes for Senate Bill 258 Finance pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. The Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 258 Finance passes the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas and no nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 258 Finance be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Senate Bill number 144 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to relocation assistance for federally assisted projects and programs and providing for an effective date. State Affairs Committee waive referral. Transportation Committee considered the bill and majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Jones, Chair, concurring Senators Coghill, Farron, Camp, and Fisher. Fiscal note attached. Finance Committee considered the bill and majority of the committee recommends to pass. Report was signed by Senator Ewing, Co-Chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Frank, and Pierce. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill and majority of the committee recommends calendar. Report was signed by Senator Strzelski, Chair, concurring Senators Elias and Kelly. Senator Kutula signed no recommendation.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 144 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Without objection, Senate Bill 144 is in third reading.
Senate Bill number 144, an act relating to relocation assistance for federally assisted projects and programs and providing for an effective date.
Is there any discussion? Senator Szymanski.
Thank you. Maybe the State Affairs or Finance could give me an idea. In the fiscal note, they indicate that there's approximately five businesses relocated per year that would be eligible for maximum reimbursement under this program. I'm trying to figure out what type of businesses would be eligible and why the statute's really needed. If it's a private business, it seems to me that they have the authority to do it. And if it's a federal government, we don't have the authority to do that. So if it's a state government, we obviously can deal with that. So I'm a little confused exactly why we're doing it.
Senator Yearling.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll try to answer the question. The bill was up in the Finance Committee a couple days ago. DOT testified on the bill. It has to do with relocation costs in regard to being in compliance with now a new federal law, which allows for more flexibility in the payments for, let's say, like in the case of rental units of that nature, where someone is displaced because of a project, a federally funded project. They essentially have to look very carefully at how much money that goes to that party.
Senator Duncan.
Maybe I can just also follow up a little bit, if I could, on the question. The bill, what the bill does, there were some federal amendments, some changes made in 1987, amendments to the Surface Transportation Uniform Relocation Act, and what this bill does is bring us into conformity and compliance with those federal requirements. And if we don't make these amendments, and technically they were to be in place by this date already, April 2nd, I think, of 1989, if we don't make these amendments, there's a possibility that federally funded projects could be discontinued if we aren't in conformity. The types of projects are various, but I've got a list of some examples. EPA funding to a municipality for water treatment projects, land and water conservation funds for parks, HUD funding for housing, for example, funding to DNR for recreational access. Those are all the types of projects that could be affected if we don't bring ourselves in conformity with the federal requirements.
Further discussion? Question being, shall the Senate pass Senate Bill 144? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Secretary will record the vote. So Senate Bill 144 passes by a vote of 19 yeas and no nays. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and final passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 144 be considered the roll call of the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 207, CNRA, by the Committee on Regional Affairs Committee, an act relating to liens on real property to secure payment for services provided by utility owned by a municipality, held in third reading from yesterday.
The bill is in front of us in third reading. Is there any discussion? Question. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I spoke on this bill yesterday after a question was raised by Senator Frank, and the memo from Tam Cook delineates essentially the procedure I outlined yesterday, and that is that this bill does give a municipal utility a great deal more financial muscle than its private competitor might have. And I'm thankful for the memo because it also noted another thing, that if the municipality does lien your real property, they can then, foreclose upon that lien. It provides a tremendous amount of leverage. It's noted that it requires judicial action, but I would remind you that the judicial action consists of the notice that that you see in the newspapers and all those cases being dealt with it at one time. It's not the same as a case in even in a small claims court. I think that the bill gives municipalities a significant advantage over their private colleagues in the utility business, provides far too much leverage against the consumer. It's unwarranted and unneeded.
Further discussion? Question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 207, CRNA, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Senator Curtula wishes to change. Senator Halford wishes to change. Secretary will record the vote. And so committee substitute for Senate Bill 207, CRNA, has passed the Senate by a vote of 11 yeas and 8 nays.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 41 by Senator Strzelczyk, supporting the status of the Medical Indemnity Corporation of Alaska as a public corporation and as an essential instrumentality of the state in endorsing the corporation's tax exempt status. Labor and Commerce consider the resolution. The majority of the committee recommends do pass. The report was signed by Senator Eliason, Chair, concurring Senators Coghill, Rohde, and Fakes. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the resolution and recommends calendaring. The report was signed by Senator Strzelczyk, Chair, concurring Senators Eliason, Curtula, and Kelly.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Joint Resolution 41 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection, Senate Joint Resolution 41 is in third reading.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 41, supporting the status of the Medical Indemnity Corporation of Alaska as a public corporation and an essential instrumentality of the state in endorsing the corporation's tax-exempt status.
Any discussion? Senator Curtula.
The sponsors concurrence. I move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Joint Resolution 41.
Without objection, Senator Curtula will be shown as a co-sponsor. Question being, shall Senate Joint Resolution 41 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so Senate Joint Resolution 41 passes the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas and no nays. Senator Szymanski.
I move and ask you, I'd just like to bring up my reconsideration of Senate Joint Resolution 40 at this time.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 40 is before the body for consideration.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 40, relating to a proposal by the National Park Service to hire Native college students in the state as employees under a cooperative education program and to offer the students career positions upon graduation, before the Senate for reconsideration.
Are there any amendments? Senator Szymanski.
Yes, I have Amendment Number 1. I move to ask unanimous consent adoption of Amendment Number 1.
We have to move back to second reading, Senator.
I move that we move back to second reading for a specific amendment.
Without objection, we'll move back to second reading for purposes of a specific amendment. Senator Szymanski.
Thank you. I'd move an adoption of Amendment Number 1, asking unanimous consent.
Without objection, Amendment Number 1 is adopted. Do we have to read it? Did we have to read the amendment, Madam Secretary? If you would, Madam Secretary, please read the amendment.
Amendment number 1 by Senator Zemanski, page 1, line 6, following native, insert, and other qualified. This is to page 1, line 13 and 20. Page 2, line 1, delete native. Page 2, line 9, following native, insert, and other college students in the state as. Page 2, line 12, following native, insert, and other qualified college. Page 2, line 16, following native, insert, and other qualified college.
There is a motion to adopt amendment number 1. Is there objection? Without objection, amendment number 1 is adopted. Further discussion? The question being, shall Senate Joint Resolution 40 as amended pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so Senate Joint Resolution 40 as amended passes the Senate by a vote of 19 yeas and no nays. Senate will please stand at ease. Hyacin.
Mr. President, I'd like to give notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate Bill number 258.
Senator Eliason gives notice of reconsideration, Senate Bill 258. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move an unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on the Prince William Sound celebration citation.
Without objection, Senator Ewing will be shown as a co-sponsor.
Mr. President.
Senator Binkley.
Same motion, please, as well as the Judge Hornaday citation.
Without objection, Senator Binkley will be shown as co-sponsors. Under unfinished business, I'll give an additional referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee of Senate Bill 268 relating to municipal financing and municipal joint insurance arrangement. Further unfinished business? Senator Jones.
I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 277, an act establishing a panel to investigate the Valdez oil discharge disaster and to recommend changes needed to minimize the possibility and effects of similar oil discharges.
Without objection, Senator Jones will be given a, will be shown as a co-sponsor. Senator Curtula.
Mr. President, I think it comes in this period. My understanding is that Terry's family will have a get-together at some stage this week. If they have one at that time, I will wish to go to it. On short notice, maybe request an excuse from the call of the House. Others may wish to, of course. But I just want to make notice that I intend to go.
I would think, Senator, that yourself and Senator Pierce, at a minimum, should attend to represent the Senate to any memorial service or funeral. Will the Secretary please read the citations?
Citations honoring James Hornaday, Homer District Court Judge by Senators Fisher, Strzelowski, Zemanski, Halford, Pierce, Rohde, Fape, Sharoff, and Binkley, Representatives Wackhammer. Honoring Prince William Sound, celebrating the 100th anniversary of commercial fishing, by Senators Zemanski, Petula, Fake, Strzelowski, Halford, Pierce, Rohde, Jarre, Fielding, and Binkley. Honoring Donna C. Breeden by Representatives Ulmer, Hudson, Cotton, Navarre, Phillips, Rigger. Senators Duncan, Strzelowski, Zemanski, Petula, Halford, and Fake. In memoriam, Keith M. Lesh by Senators Rohde, Strzelowski, Carfield, Zemanski, Pierce, Halford, and Petula. In memoriam, Elmer Hedstrom by Senators Zemanski, Petula, Halford, and Rohde, Representative Cato.
Senator Halford. Senator Lyson.
President, I do have some real, I don't know, but I would move and ask unanimous consent that I also be added as a co-sponsor on the Prince William Sound 100th Anniversary Commercial Fishing Citation.
Without objection, Senator Lyson will be shown as a co-sponsor. Senator Duncan, without objection. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted by the Senate.
Without objection, citations are adopted. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Strzelowski.
Yes, rules today at 1:15 in the Butrovich Room. SB 94, Limit Liability for Militia Acts. SB 96, Fish and Game License Agents. SB 172, Extend the Special Education Service Agency. SB 189, Examine Persons in Protective Custody. SB 250, University Research Confidential. SCR 15, Kenai Peninsula Hydrogeological Surveys.
Senator Jones.
Chairman,
or Mr. President, I'm sorry. This afternoon at 1:30, the Transportation Committee will meet, and we'll take up Senate Bill 124, Northern Lynn Canal Highway Project, Senate Bill 125, Appropriation, Northern Lynn Canal Highway Project, Senate Bill 210, State Transportation System Expansion, Senate Bill 211, Appropriation, Environmental Impact Statement, Road to Juneau, Senate Current Resolution 25, Transportation Expansion Strategy, and Senate Joint Resolution 36, Lynn Canal Highway Corridor. What we don't get through today, we'll take up again next Tuesday, April 18th, and then on April 20th, next Thursday, we'll take up House Joint Resolution 11, Congressional Reauthorization of the Clean Air Act, House Joint Resolution 15, Federal Motor Fuel Tax Increase and Use. Mr. President, if I might, another announcement I'd like to make, it's proper, maybe some of the members of the legislative basketball team might be too modest to claim their victory last night over the Seattle, mighty Seattle Seahawks. It was quite a victory. It was enjoyable to watch, and I can only imagine that they're walking around with a few lumps and bruises this morning. Thank you.
Senator Fakes.
By the way, they won.
Today in the Butcherich room, but bills have been previously announced in our posters.
Senator Pierce?
Yes, sir. We'll be having our third Senate Special Committee on Oil and Gas meeting this evening at 5:30 in the Senate Finance Room to deal with the oil spill bills that have been before us all week. It's my intention to take action tonight in the interest of time with a first committee referral. I may find it necessary to limit public testimony, but we will be taking public testimony first before we take action.
Senator Ruddy.
They're scheduled at noon in Anchorage caucus in the Senate Finance Committee room. Will there be my query is, will there be a caucus immediately following the...
Yes, there will be an open majority caucus immediately following snacks.
Second announcement, Mr. President. The Emergency Medical Services Association of Alaska will be holding a reception night between 5:30 and 6 for legislators and staff at Lunas.
Further announcements? Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first bill out of CRA today will be House Bill number 29, establishing the Alaska Racing Commission. Also, we'll hear for the first time the Municipal Liability Insurance, which is Senate Bill number 268, this afternoon at 3:30.
Will the Senate please stand at ease? Are there any further announcements? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would give notice of my intent to reconsider Committee substitute for Senate Bill 207.
Reconsideration on Senate Bill 207 is given. Special orders. Senator Halford.
Move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
We're meeting at 10 tomorrow. We will have a full schedule. Lots of Senate bills to get them over the House. So 10 o'clock in the morning, Senate stands adjourned.